We explain how you can solve browser display problems. This is Lucas. Lucas is a web developer and is responsible for his company's website. He loves learning about new technologies and integrating the latest functions. However, it is very difficult for him and his colleagues to always remain up to date with everything, as there are now countless new technologies, programming languages, services, and products on the market. It's not just him who thinks this, but also his friend Michael, who's a webmaster for an online shop. Both are annoyed about the fact that their websites have to be optimized differently for different browsers. Often, text blocks overlap, and forms and buttons don't work correctly, or all the links on the site are broken. And adjusting or patching up these problems takes up valuable time and patience on the one hand, and on the other, usually only provides a short-term solution. The company's in-house web designer, Frank, throws some light on the matter. He says that the most commonly used browsers, such as Windows Internet Explorer 8, are set to the highest level of current Internet standards from the outset. This means that these browsers and Windows Internet Explorer 8 use the display mode that is most compatible with Internet standards. Many websites, however, have been optimized for specific browser versions, such as Windows Internet Explorer 7, among other browsers. Under certain circumstances, this can result in compatibility issues with some websites. While surfing, Frank came across a website that deals with this issue in detail, www.msdn-online.de/bessaweb. On this website, the three of them find not only useful tips for preventing issues of compatibility by means of developing websites in line with Internet standards, but also an option for reporting websites that do not display correctly or do not function in standard Internet Explorer 8 view mode, something for which they can also win great prizes. Because the manufacturers of the most common browsers, such as Windows Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, Opera, or Chrome, and web developers, webmasters, and web designers, are all striving to create a better web, and can achieve this only by working together. Lucas gets straight down to work. Using meta tags, he can make certain views work temporarily until he is able to come up with a permanent solution. It is, after all, up to him alone how his website is displayed. Together with Michael and Frank, he scours the website www.msdn-online.de/IE for further useful information. For example, they find a developer tool for directly accessing HTML codes or CSS style sheets in Internet Explorer 8 via the function key F12. And the tool Microsoft Expression Web Super Preview, which can be used to view browser rendering side by side, horizontally or vertically, or overlay them to identify differences. They decide to share what they have found out with web developer, webmaster, and web designer friends of theirs, and create a checklist to send to everyone in an email. Point one. Information about Internet standards and browser compatibility can be found on www.msdn-online.de/IE. Point two. Check that your own websites comply with these standards using suitable developer tools and services. Point three. To solve any compatibility issues on Internet Explorer 8 in the short term, use meta tags, which make specific browser displays work. Point four. Advise your customers to update their browsers, not just for security reasons, but also to enable the use of all new technologies and services. Point five. For a long-term solution regarding compatibility issues, develop websites in line with Internet or industry standards. This is the only way to ensure that everything works as it should and looks how you want it to look. Lucas, Michael, and Frank are now happy, because they believe that their work will make the web just that bit better. You win prizes. The Internet gains in value. www.msdn-online.de/besserweb.